This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You guys got one thing in common with Steelers fans. That coming up in moments. I got my predictions for this year. I know you don't care, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, Tone.
Let's go.
Though you said you care, do you really care?
You had one that actually surprised me.
All right, here
we go. You had a bold prediction.
Everybody making the playoffs.
A team missing the playoffs.
Everybody,
I didn't think you'd have.
Everybody making the playoffs in the AFC. Ready? Here's your winners. Of the North, Baltimore. East, Buffalo. South, Houston. West, Kansas City. My wild card teams in the AFC. Chargers, Denver, New England. I'm going under
you
the...
like Drake May, huh?
There is a principle that like four teams bow out and four new teams jump into the playoffs every year. So that's... I kind of want to go on that. And so it's like, man, New England's really invested. I do like Drake May. I like Vrabel. I really like Vrabel. Somebody's got to get in there, so I decided, yeah. I don't have faith in Cincinnati, and I don't have faith in Pittsburgh. I think they can both be 9-8 football teams, and then that's about it. In the NFC, this is where things got squirrely for everybody. I got Green Bay winning the North, Philadelphia out of the East, Tampa Bay out of the South, San Francisco out of the West, which I think that that's going to be a big fight to the middle. I think one team makes it out of the West. Then I have Washington, Minnesota, Chicago as my wild cards. I am betting big against, I know, guys, I know he's America's favorite coach. I'm betting big against Dan Campbell losing his coordinators. I'm betting against age, and I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to bet on Caleb Williams. You wanted me to make it spicy? I make it spicy. I have very little faith in Caleb Williams. So I'm going to put it to this. They went out and they've got you weapons galore. They've done everything they can to augment your offense. If you can't make the play, I'm asking to make the playoffs. If you can't make the playoffs, I'm out on Caleb Williams. They went and got you the most highly sought after offensive coordinator that money could buy. They went out there. I mean, you look at their depth chart, Tone. Roma Dunsey, DJ Moore, Devin Duvernay's fine. Tight ends, you got Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet. I mean, you got guys there. You got dudes. DeAndre Swift can still get it done, but I think that your running back room would still be a little bit like, eh. You know, but like that's where you're at right now. Offensive line, they went on, they got free agency helping offensive line. Now, I've disagreed. Zagura and I got into this during the draft. We were talking about the Bears because I had said, hey, guys, like, you know, like, do you have that much faith in Cornelius Lucas? Do you have that much faith in anybody else that you brought in? You really don't, because you know that really good offensive linemen are not free agents. They don't let them do that. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you do get lucky and you get a guy, you get a hell of a hand. But usually a veteran, they're not that much of a help. And you bring them in and you put them in there as starters. They don't let elite offensive linemen get away, especially with the dearth of great offensive line play that we see now. So I'm going to bet on the Bears. I'm not betting on anybody, but I'm gonna put it on the Bears because I'm going to go, you either make the playoffs this year or I never talk about you again and I don't take Caleb Williams seriously ever again. I'm going to put him over the – everything in my body is telling me to take the Lions over the Bears. Football guy, John.
I know, it's a tough team. The Bears are so tough.
I know.
To ever believe in right now, it's just our whole lives
been,
to that uniform.
They've never been a quarterback team. They've never been a quarterback team. It's always been – Urlacher defense. Hey, they're going to go out there and it's going to be car wrecks and they're going to win it 16-10 and they're going to go deep into the playoffs. If they were going to be a good team, this is the first time we've ever really, I know there was some Jay Cutler in there, but this is really the first time in our lives we're like, okay, this guy's number one overall. Here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hold their feet to the fire and go ahead and do it. Did the same thing with Justin Herbert. And then when you lose Rashawn Slater, there's going to be a lot of pressure on that young man. You notice who I left out. I left the Jaguars out. Don't have a lot of faith in Trevor Lawrence.
Well, we love that. We obviously love that. The only other thing, the 49ers are so interesting because their whole thing has been system quarterback on a deal that is very affordable so they could surround that guy with all the talent in the world. Instead, it's the opposite. Now McCaffrey's been injured.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a big part of making that whole formula work. And now the quarterback got paid. And they've lost talent. They have lost so much talent.
He got paid, but he got paid decent enough. I don't think he got paid an amount that would be prohibitive towards
what's he making?
What they're trying to do. I mean, he makes a couple of $100 million, but I don't think it's anything to get in a snit over. I don't think he got paid that much.
It wasn't $50 million a year?
Yeah, you get $50 million a year, but isn't that the going rate?
Brock Purdy. I mean, that's the magic of the 49ers was having the quarterbacks that you didn't have to pay. That's just Brock Purdy, is he in that stratosphere? Is he that good?
265 is still a lot. I thought I was more in the neighborhood of 230. I got that.
He got the deal that, you know, way more than Baker Mayfield always wanted.
Well, honestly, when it comes, I don't have them going any further in the playoffs, to be honest with you, because I like Jonathan Gannon. I don't like Kyler Murray. I don't like Seattle's defense for the first time. And I think since I was a child, I think I don't like Seattle's defense. Personnel, I think they're wanting. Scheme, you know, Mike McDonald, he's got big pipes, but I don't know if that's the type of, I was disappointed by them last year and their defense last year. The Rams, I mean, the Rams are brittle. And I feel that this might be a year where 9-8, 8-9, somewhere in there. Like, they've been 10-7 the last couple of years. Like, it's not been the juggernaut Rams like we've kind of known them to be. So if they have a couple of games that don't go their way, they're not making the playoffs. So here we go. AFC, I got Baltimore over Kansas City. The NFC, I got Green Bay over Philadelphia. Super Bowl, I will tell you guys this partly because I cannot stomach a Ravens Super Bowl. I'm taking Green Bay over.
Okay, so Baltimore. I like that you just didn't go chalk and everything like that. I did ask during
the
break.
There is there.
I asked Owen in the other room. I said, "Did we get it wrong on the Micah Parsons deal?" And the only reason I said that was obviously, like everybody else, we ripped Jerry Jones, ripped the Cowboys for the deal. And then all of a sudden we got news about his back and how he's going to be having to get shot up before games. And
well, I was
just already at his age to have a
guaranteed. He just says if the discs are still bulging at game time,
last
get an epidural.
Well, wait a minute. I've gotten shots before and it's taken them discs right down.
I know. I'm just saying that.
Just run out and get an epidural a couple hours before you got to do something majorly physically strenuous.
Packers fans cannot love hearing that.
Well, no one loves hearing that.
What time right do you before get your epidural before you eat over in the cardiac club?
I remember the one time I told you it was, I got it done and there was nothing but 20-year-old nurses there and I was butt naked, laid out on my stomach and I just went, I'm sorry, ladies. They go, no, we see it all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to be a lot uglier than you. They were very nice about it.
That's very sweet.
I felt terrible about that. That was years ago, though. So I got Green Bay over Baltimore. MVP, Jalen Hurts. Defensive Player of the Year, Willie Anderson. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Ashton Jenny. And Defensive Player of the Year, I got Malachi Starks from the Ravens. I got a lot of Carson Schlesinger. I got a lot of guys called, which I did not know he was named Captain America by his teammates. I did not get that. I'm sorry. That was lost on me. Whoever corrected me on that or ever told me about that, thank you very much. I had no idea. Man. Warden Season on Twitter, he said Captain America definitely won a Defensive Player of the Year. Sorry to tell you. I was like, I don't know who that is.
It's almost impossible.
A lot of people said Carson Schlesinger.
For a linebacker? What big stats is he going to have?
Well, he's a linebacker for a team that's not expected to be that good. Now, their defense can still be a top five defense, and you can be bad as long as your offense is putrid.
It's going to be Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's going to be the reason.
Exactly. I think that he would just be overshadowed. I think the Ravens to me are a 14-15 win football team in the regular season. So if they're 14-15 win, the media votes on this. If the media is voting on this, they're going to go with the rookie on the really good football team. They're not going to go with the rookie on the team that won 6-7 games. And that's me being generous if I say 6-7 games to a lot of you guys.
Well, Jared Verse, the linebacker, won it last year. Micah Parsons in 21.
I really thought about him heavily.
Shaq Leonard in 2018.
Those are middle linebackers, though, right?
Well, Jared Verse is going to be
his stat is total tackles. So it's going to have to be like 200 total tackles.
Well, I did hear somebody in the media yesterday.
Unless you get some picks in there.
Somebody said, which is that, well, we talk about luck, unluck. I mean, unlucky, that for the linebackers.
Right.
A lot of that is tip balls or whatever. But I saw somebody said, I think they upgraded at linebacker. And I'm like, JOK was amazing. And already he's going to have a better season than JOK already. Man, that I get his teammates absolutely love him, and the tape looks great to start out. But to say somebody who has not played in an NFL game yet, it's not like he was a top five pick. He's already better than JOK. That seems a little ridiculous.
He's going to have to be more than just better than him on the field.
So I go
to beat JOK, you're going to have to also be the leader of the defense.
I go back to this. Remember, Jared Verse won it last year, Rookie of the Year. That was for a team that made the playoffs with the Rams.
Yep.
Will Anderson won it 2 years ago. That was a team that made the playoffs with the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce Gardner won it. That team, I believe, was 7-10 in 2022. Micah Parsons won it on a 12-win football team. In 2021 with the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are a roller coaster. Before that, Chase Young. Before that, Nick Bosa. So most of your players are on really good football teams that go to the playoffs, that have more national exposure.
I can also
to
get
the voting
sacks,
public.
Most of them.
Because I'll full-on admit, and guys, I don't know everything I'm looking at either. Some of this is for bleeps and grins. But when I can tell you this. There's plenty of people who vote for this stuff when it comes to the AP. They don't know what the hell they're looking at. There's guys in Cleveland media that still don't know what the hell they're looking at, and they claim they've been watching Browns football for 40 years. I'm not going to name names, but you can go ahead and just wonder yourself.
Now, I will say, like, the opportunities will be there for him, for the rookies in general, for the Browns. They get to step right in, and they're going to be dependent on. I mean, the green dot right off the bat, like, for a guy –
Well, the guys that have done this in that position, the last one was Luke Kuechly in 2012.
So let me ask you this.
Right? So it's Luke Kuechly, Patrick Willis, Gerard Mayo. If he becomes one of those guys, then yeah.
That's awesome.
13 years ago, for crying out loud.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it Kuechly's was that long ago.
He's been retired for
He's been retired as well.
Years.
If Carson Schlesinger does get, like, Defensive Player of the Year, that means your defense has been a top five defense. All right? That means that Miles would have had to play well. Honestly, that probably means that Mason Graham would have had to play well. That means that also Alex Wright would have to play. You know where I'm going with this right now. Because let me get that audio set up for everybody. I asked everybody a specific question on Around the AFC North. You know damn well where I'm going with this one here. That I asked them, do they believe that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are good at their jobs? And Bob Haney, Mo Egger, and Chris Muller all answered it. Survey said.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle? I guess.
I think when people from outside look at the Browns and point to their issues and wonder what's going on there, the questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM's.
I do not really think Barry is. I think Stefanski is bad at the job for which he is actually doing, which is being a head coach. He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
I thought that was a strong response by Chris Muller. I think there's been obviously some games that I haven't agreed with, but I think for the most part he's done his best to manage a football game and take care of his defense and not just be a play caller. That's something I think is kind of lost on Chris, but that's going to be me just disagreeing with Chris, and Chris isn't here to defend himself on that, so that's all I'm going to say about that, because I think game management, you know, some of these guys, I think you see it with Shane Steichen in Indianapolis, and we're getting nitty-gritty here with this. I think you see this with Shane Steichen there, where he gets caught calling plays instead of being an actual head coach of a football team, and it costs his football team. I think Jonathan Gannon, when you go a defensive guy, I think he's done a very good job. Talking about those two guys from Philadelphia, I think he's done a very good job of trying to manage his football team as well as making sure that the guys on offense take care of what his defense is so they can get themselves to maximize whatever talent they have. And I go back to 2020 with Kevin Stefanski and even 2023, even though they had to kind of rob Peter to pay Paul because they didn't have a running game then, is that he did his very damnedest to take care of his defense to make sure that they had enough room and enough gas to go out there and finish the job. Because you can call plays all you want, and you can rack up yards all you want, but if you don't care about managing your defense, you're going to find yourself in trouble. But let me point this out, that if we do get to the end of the year, and Carson Schlesinger were to be your defensive player, rookie of the year, and then I got Miles in the top three defensive player of the year, I got Mace, that means Mason Graham will have had to play well, that means we probably should have gotten an entire season out of Denzel Ward. I know Denzel Ward ain't his guy. But then Alex Wright will have had to play well. Isaiah McGuire would have had to play well. Aiden Huntington would have had to play well. Those are feathers in the cap for Andrew Berry. Because I think it bothers a lot of Browns fans the way it bothers a lot of Steelers fans, where if you ask anywhere else that isn't a Pittsburgh fan, they go, yeah, Mike Tomlin, good coach. Top 10 coach. Off the top of their head, top 10 coach, top 10 guy. And I found myself fit to be tied yesterday afternoon where I'm seeing, yeah, Andrew Berry, top 10 general manager. Swear to God, hand to God. Yeah, Kevin Stefanski, top 10 coach. He's, you know, they got an owner there that's goofing around, and they got to deal with all that. Like, some of this is blamed right on you. And Lima, you, me, and Jason, we've known it. Zach knows it. It's kind of been different the way that other people think it is around the league. But if you get a guy like a rookie in Carson Schlesinger, I'd have to believe you're a better, because your offense is going to try to line up and run the football. We'll see how good they are. I'd have to believe you're a 6-8 win football team if you got the defensive rookie of the year at middle linebacker on your team. That keeps people employed. And that means it's a good draft for Andrew Berry, and that means you're going to keep people around.
Finally.
Don't get mad at me for telling you the bad news if that's how you take it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.